It's 8:56, 66 degrees, and after a big day on the soybean market yesterday, it's time to check in with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, to see what's happening so far this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Yeah, yesterday's report sets the stage for what we consider potentially better price action ahead, but right this minute, it's mildly defensive. The Soyplex in particular, with its year-over-year smaller carryout figure from the USDA, captured the trade's attention yesterday. Also interesting to note is that bean oil following palm oil woke the Soyplex up, you know, a couple of months ago, but meal has turned out to be the upside leader of late. In export news this morning, there was a reportedly 30,000 tons of bean oil sold to unknown destinations announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. A couple of additional things to note for today is bean limits are expanded to a dollar in the soybeans, meal limits are $30 a ton, and the oil limits also expanded to 4 cents a pound. Keep in mind that May contracts expire on Friday the 13th. Current prices in the commodities, May corn down 2 3/4 at 375 3/4, July corn down 4 3/4 at 376 1/4, and new crop December down 4.5 at 383 1/4. Soybeans, May is down 4 at 1072 a bushel. July beans down 8.5 at 1075 1/2. We've also got meal down 20 cents a ton at 360 1/4, and oil's down about 60. Looking at the wheat, Chicago wheat mixed, May is 452 up a half. July wheat 459 down 2 1/4. Kansas City wheat's down 1 3/4 at 435 basis to May, and July is 443 3/4 down 4.5. Minneapolis wheat's also down 3 3/4 at 525 1/4. Hogs look to be a little bit higher to the tune of about 20 cents, and cattle are about steady. Also looking at the bean trading is at 18-month highs, which is also something somewhat important. And looking at crude oil market is down about 25 cents and could talk about the direction of the meeting event. Could take some direction, from the inventory numbers due out later on this morning. The dollar is also down about 32. Looking at open interest numbers reviewed this morning suggest that corn saw some new buying interest yesterday to the tune of about 8,000 contracts. Soybeans saw some apparent new buying interest to the tune of about 30,000 contracts. This may well be a new record long by the funds in the bean complex. Option open interest also swelled to about 33,000 contracts. Wheat open interest was up about 32,000 contracts, offering mixed signals as the funds have been short position holders and need to cover, but the increase in open interest infers new buying interest yesterday. Option open interest was a little changed. Realizing how far the market has come, especially in beans, we have to keep in mind that weather has not moved into the forefront as far as market moving influences, and this concerns us to some degree. If or when it does, we expect the market volatility to increase significantly. In light of this, we are viewing re-ownership of some call option purchases as a strong consideration at this time, especially if we see the market pull back of consequence. Other than that, not much new and exciting. We hope everybody has a great and profitable day.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for that report.
Thank you, Brian.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. In your forecast, dense fog advisory coming to an end here at the top of the hour as the fog burns off. Partly sunny skies for the day today. And a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, high 81 degrees, south winds up to 10 miles per hour. That's by far the warmest day in the forecast for the next week. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, the low 63. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, high of 74 degrees. Partly cloudy, cooler Thursday night, the low 52. Mostly sunny for Friday, the high 69. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.